It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where we are sprinting off our coach's dugout to the linesmen to complain about the lack of sense we have seen in the Premier League so far. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Vishal, we are heading into the Premier League winter break, two words we thought we'd never say in context of the Premier League.
Somebody needs to remind the Premier League when the winter really happens.
And the irony being that the FA worked out this winter break by actually increasing the fixture congestion in January.
Well done, FA. You always deliver.
But all that aside, Vishal, this is a good time to take stock of what is effectively quite a long while ago had become a one-horse race for the title, but and now has acquired ridiculous proportions. Because there are so many permutations and combinations of Liverpool potentially being able to seal this title up on so many deliciously different possibilities, including at Goodison Park.
I really hope they win it at Goodison Park. I really, really hope they win it at Goodison Park.
Or this could also happen at the Etihad's.
Goodison Park. Goodison Park.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, Vishal.
Let's be honest, the Man City fans don't turn up when their team win the league, so it's hard for them to turn up when somebody else might win the league at Etihad.
But that aside, Vishal, we have talked about Liverpool's season quite a bit so far, and we'll probably focus on it later on in this season when we try and dissect their performances and also try and critique what they have done. But speaking of critique, Vishal, we're coming off a week where there was one really big game, and that big game was, of course, Pep Guardiola going toe-to-toe against Jose Mourinho again in London. And it was quite the result. Tottenham Hotspur 2, Manchester City 0. In a match that was full of dramatics, a match that was almost as pulsating and seesawing as was their famous Champions League meeting last season. But Vishal, we've seen this coming for a bit now, and Guardiola now has lost 6 games in the season. This is the most he's ever lost with any team that he has coached in a league season, and we still have 1/3 of the season to go.
Yes. Well, I think now, and I'm never the one to make a statement like this, but now Pep Guardiola is somebody who's working very hard to live up to his own hype. Because take this game right? And let's take the last year, 4 weeks, for example, right? You start off with Aguero scoring a hat-trick, Aguero scoring a double, and then suddenly you rest him against Sheffield and nobody understands why. And you start with Gabriel Jesus, who misses a penalty, then Aguero comes on and he scores the winner. You start with Aguero this time, but you get a penalty in the first half. Why is Gundogan taking your penalty? You have the best striker in the Premier League in your team for a reason. Why is Gundogan taking your penalty? Like, this makes absolutely no sense, right? And why is he tinkering with something as simple and as straightforward as a penalty, right? And this is not just a case in point. Man City have not started with the same 11 the entire season for back-to-back games. That means they have changed and tinkered and chopped and changed every game that they have played. So what this basically shows a couple of things, right? Either Pep Guardiola doesn't know his best 11, which we refuse to believe because he won the Premier League title back-to-back with a very similar team with very few changes. And two, he's just trying constantly to outthink somebody. It's a fairly simple game, and why he tries to complicate it. This season he's working very hard to complicate it, and it shows right now. Suddenly teams know what to do, teams know where to run them, teams know their weaknesses, and teams are taking advantage of their weaknesses. And if it's not one or two off games, it's 6 games, like you said. This is not something that has happened with Pep Guardiola anywhere. And apparently this weekend, after they lost to Spurs, he held back the entire team in the locker room for 45 minutes, and the players apparently themselves have asked him to stop chopping and changing. Because let's look at his own players, right? Like, if you look at He started the season in top form. He was playing really well, but he was basically chopped and changed out of form, right? Pep Guardiola really sat him down till he lost form, and that's the case of almost everybody in that team. There is no consistent run for anybody in the team to really achieve in at this point, and I don't know what he is trying to do. And just to bring up Liverpool for a brief second, I think what Liverpool just continued doing is what they did last year. They just continued sticking to the basics, playing their style of football, not changing things too much, and it's showing the results. And I don't know what Pep Guardiola was really trying to achieve this year.
And interesting that you mentioned that he's trying to outthink maybe his opposition manager or the tactics and the rest of the things a little too much. I mean, clearly the hanging around with Garry Kasparov during his off time has not really helped. maybe he's gotten a little too much into outthinking.
I swear, like they say, don't over intellectualize anything, man. Like, come on, it is at the end of the day a simple game of football. You are trying to complicate the little things in football, and trying to, while we appreciate the attention to detail, it's almost unnecessary at this point in time. Sometimes just put your striker on the penalty and let him score. Let him do his job. That's his job.
And you know who else said that football is a really simple game and there is no need to complicate it? It was Bill Shankly.
Yep. See what that did.
But it's been particularly bad on Pep Guardiola, primarily because Liverpool have been so outstanding that the contrast has made him look even worse in a season where other teams have been really bad. But clearly, a team like City benchmarks themselves against the very best.
Which is the point, right? Like, Liverpool played an outstanding season last year. They scored 92 points by the end of the year. That's anywhere else, any other time, that's a championship winning score tally. But Man City got 93 points, and that's not fluke, right? You were doing a lot of things right. Why did you have to change it? Why did you have to fix something that's not broken? Because the easiest person who should have changed things was Klopp, right? He should have changed the way Liverpool are playing. Say, oh my God, I did everything and still didn't win. But what did Klopp do? He continued playing his style of football because he realized that this is what they're good at. And Pep Guardiola, for some strange reason, went down this route of trying to re-innovate the whole process, trying to reinvent the whole team and the way they play and the style of football. And man, a defender is a defender, a midfielder is a midfielder, a striker is a striker. They are good at what they do, just let them do what they do. Yes, sure, like the possession style football, the passing, all of that great, but at the end of the day, let each specialist do what they're good at. Stop playing Fernandinho in central defense. Stop playing, giving your penalty away to every person walking by. Give it to your striker.
The astonishing stat, Vishal, is that City have missed 4 out of their last 6 penalties, which is scarcely believable, even if it were England of the 1990s taking them in a penalty shootout of the World Cup.
I don't think any player at any point in time knows who's going to take the penalty. That's the problem, right? Like, if the penalty taker in training, his job is to take penalty kicks every week, every day they train. And now there are multiple people doing it, but not anybody's sure who's going to actually take the penalty. And you can see now Gabriel Jesus is missing, Gundogan is missing. He's German, for Christ's sake. You're making a German miss penalty. So you're definitely doing something wrong. So stop it. Like, just stop it. Like, don't overcomplicate this game, man. Like, it's a simple game.
And speaking of simple, Vishal, we have just a little bit of time left to address this. That if you're Pep Guardiola, and if you were to look at this point in the season where you've had this long chat in the locker room about what's gone wrong, and after the defeat at Tottenham, and you're looking at the rest of the season, Guardiola, you know, was asked at the presser that if the title race is over, and he just simply nodded, and the reporter said that, I mean, I can't quote you nodding, I need a verbal yes or a no. But nonetheless, he seems to have understood and conceded what's going on in the Premier League. But what would he be looking at for the rest of the season? I mean, clearly his focus would be to try and win the Champions League. Can City win the Champions League from here is the big question.
I think, honestly, looking at the way Champions League and the teams who are involved in the Champions League, I think we are officially entering one of the toughest Champions Leagues in a long, long time, because teams across are peaking, right? Like, if you look at Madrid this year, They seem to have their mojo back. They're top of the league. They're playing some good football.
They've already won the domestic cup.
Yeah, absolutely. And this seems like the Madrid team that won it back-to-back-to-back. And then are always a threat, although they like to concede goals. PSG are going to have a fit Neymar, a fit Mbappe. There's always the threat of Atletico. There is always... So, if Man... Like, Liverpool, of course... Let's not forget the defending champions, and the luxury that this runaway lead gives Liverpool is to focus on the Champions League as well, because they actually have the luxury of resting players now, right? Because they can actually pick and choose when they want to put out their best 11, because they actually have a 22-point lead, which is massive, right? So they also have what City and the other teams in the Premier League have given Liverpool is the luxury of actually resting key players for key matches now. So it's going to be a crazy Champions League as well. So while he'd like to focus on the Champions League, it doesn't mean he might win the Champions League. So it's going to be interesting. Yes, he should definitely shift his focus there. But again, I think he's going to over-intellectualize that situation
and
as well. And
the issue being that it also increases the pressure on him, because suddenly this becomes an important focus, especially given a team like City who, remember, they won the League Cup, but then again... I mean, given City's pedigree, nobody's even considering that silverware at this point, and they're just looking at the rest of the season, and there really is one worthy prize to win. Even if he wins the FA Cup from here, it's probably not the kind of redemption he's looking for in the second half of the season.
Absolutely. As in, see, for a club like City, there was only two options this year as well. And you can you could have forgiven them for not winning the league if they actually, you know, gave Liverpool a good run for their money at this point in time. But one, they failed at that. Two, Champions League was all they have to salvage the season and say, okay, listen, we had a bad season this year, but we still managed to salvage by winning in Europe. And you have the players, you have the resources, you have the manager, but yeah, it's about doing it now. So let's see if they actually just go about it, doing it.
We'll, of course, be keeping a very close eye on that, because there's a huge, huge matchup between City and Real Madrid coming up. And it's just the first round of knockouts of the Champions League, but we already have a tasty, tasty tie in our hands.
Absolutely.
And we'll see how those narratives collide, and the rest of them, as usual, on Soccer Sense. That's about the time we have for you this week. And... you can find us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. You can find us on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcasting platforms that you use. That's about it for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
No, I'm not a Man City fan.
See you guys next time.